Blog Talk Radio.
Come on, believers, let's clap our hands and celebrate Jesus. He's worthy, worthy, worthy. looked beyond my fault and so
this song is just simply total praise.
Bye. Everybody open your mouth and worship the Lord. He's worthy of the glory. He deserves the praise today. Come on, everybody all over the room, open your mouth and worship Him. Lift your hands and bless Him in this place.
My hallelujah belongs to you, oh Lord. My hallelujah belongs to you. My hallelujah belongs to you. My hallelujah belongs to you. You deserve it. You deserve it. You deserve it. You deserve it. My hallelujah.
Say it, y'all.
Come on, y'all gotta come on, say, my hallelujah. From the bottom of your heart, lift your voice. My hallelujah. Lord, my hallelujah. Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Then we simply say, you deserve. Real simple, say it, church. From the bottom of your heart, tell the Lord. You deserve it, Lord, yeah.
All of the glory,
everything I give you, Lord. Everything I owe you, Lord, it belongs to you.
All of the glory belongs.
Y'all got it now, come on, say it. All of the glory, Lord.
No.
clapped our hands together one time.
My hallelujah belongs to you.
Everybody, come on and come to the table.
My hallelujah belongs to you.
Oh, 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 oh.
My hallelujah.
Yeah. praise to Bankhead. Somebody send a praise to Buckhead. Yeah.
Really speaks the sentiments of my heart. I never lost my praise. I've lost some good friends along life's way. Some loved ones departed in heaven to stay, but thank God I didn't lose everything. I've lost faith in people who said they cared. In the time of my crisis, they were never there. But in my disappointment, in my season of pain, one thing never wavered, one thing never changed.
But I kept on praying. And I kept on praying. I never lost my praise. Never want to lose praises. Good morning, Holy Spirit. Good morning, my brothers and sisters in Christ Jesus. I greet you in the name of the Father, in the name of the Son, and in the name of his sweet, blessed Holy Spirit. Grace and peace be multiplied unto you. In the name of Jesus, grace and peace from God our Father and our Lord Jesus Christ be multiplied unto us in his mighty name. Welcome to I Am Morning Glory Prayer Service. This is Apostle Marco Braboyu from I Am That I Am Prayer Tabernacle Ministries. Psalm 150, praise ye the Lord. Praise God in his sanctuary. Praise him in the firmament of his power. Praise him for his mighty acts. Praise him according to his excellent greatness. Praise him with the sound of the trumpet. Praise him with the psaltery and harp. Praise him with the timbrel and dance. Praise him with string instruments and organs. Praise him upon the loud cymbals. Praise him upon the high-sounding cymbals. Let everything that have breath praise the Lord. O Lord, thou art my God. I will exalt thee. I will praise thy name, for thou hast done wonderful things. Thy counsels of old are faithfulness and truth. Sing unto the Lord, all the earth. Show forth from day to day his salvation. Declare his glory among the heathens, his marvelous works among all nations. For great is the Lord and greatly to be praised. He also is the beast. Fears above all gods. For all the gods of the people are idle, but the Lord made the heavens. Glory and honor are in his presence. Strength and gladness are in his place. Give unto the Lord, ye kindreds of people. Give unto the Lord glory and strength. Unto the Lord the glory due unto his name. Bring an offering and come before him. Worship the Lord in the beauty of holiness. Fear before him all the earth. The world also shall be stable that it may not be moved. Let the heavens be glad and let the earth rejoice. And let men say among the nations, of the Lord. The Lord is my strength and my song. And he is become my salvation. He is my God. And I will prepare an habitation, my Father's God, and I will exalt him. Give thanks, unto God and the Father in the name of the Lord, our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Thou, even thou, our Lord alone, thou hast made heaven, the heaven of heavens with all their hosts, the earth and all things that are therein, the seas and all that is therein, and thou preserveth them all, and the hosts of heaven worship thee. And above all things, put on charity, which is the bond of perfectness, and let the peace, hallelujah, of God rule in your hearts, to which also ye are called in one body. And be ye thankful. Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly, in all wisdom, teaching and admonishing one another in psalms and spiritual hymns and spiritual songs, singing with grace in your hearts to the Lord. And whatsoever you do in word or deed, do it all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God the Father and by him. Oh, come, let us sing unto the Lord. Let us make a joyful noise to the rock of our salvation. Let us come before his presence with thanksgiving and make a joyful noise unto him with psalms. For the Lord is a great God and a great King above all gods. In his hand are the deep places of the earth. The strength of the hills is his also. The sea is his, and he made it, and his hands formed the dry land. Oh, come, let us worship and bow down. Let us kneel before the Lord, our Maker, for he is our God. We are the people of his pasture and the sheep of his hand. Today, if you will hear his voice, harden not your heart. As in the provocation, as in the day of temptation in the wilderness, when your fathers tempted me, proved me, and saw my work. 40 years long, I was grieved with this. Let everything that have breath praise the Lord. Let everything that have breath praise the Lord. Good morning, Holy Spirit. We honor you and we bless you this day and during this time and season of your awesome and your mighty moves in our lives, in this ministry, in our families. Holy Spirit, we thank you, for you are here to glorify Jesus, to lift the name of Jesus, and to do the will of Almighty God. Father, let thy kingdom come. Let thy will be done in us. Lord, perfect all that concerns us in the name of Jesus. Perfect all that concerns this service in the name of Jesus. Holy Spirit, we ask you to release your love, your power, and glory during this time. Release your tangible anointing. We pray for your presence, tangible presence, to saturate our hearts. Saturate the airways, the cyberspace, the networks. Release your glory in the morning. Permeate the atmosphere. Let everyone that is listening or that will listen experience a life-changing encounter with you. In the name of Jesus Christ, will be glorified. Anoint us, Almighty God, with your Holy Ghost and power, and overshadow us. Let the Spirit of Almighty God descend upon us as the dove of lightning and lead us into God's holy paths and ancient paths of truth and righteousness. Let your morning dew this holy manna from God's holy throne room. We drink from the fountain that springs from the river of life. Holy Spirit, we love you. Lead us and guide us into all truth. Holy Spirit, anoint this altar of prayers, praise, worship, and devotion. We rededicate this altar of prayers to you. Let it be cleansed with the blood of Jesus and purified with the fire of the Holy Ghost. Let this altar of prayer be a global altar of prayers for every tongue, nation, tribe, and kindred. Let us magnify the Almighty God. We pray for signs and wonders and miracles, but most importantly, for salvation of lost souls. We also pray, O God, for a most intimate relationship with our Father in heaven through Jesus Christ. Almighty God, we thank you that the heavens are open. Thank you for your holy angels that are now ascending and descending from your holy throne room, enforcing your biddings in our lives. We bless you and we thank you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restores my soul. He leadeth me in the path of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of my enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil. My cup runneth over. Surely his goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. And I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever and ever. In Jesus' name, amen. Let us pray. Our Father and our God, we praise you and we thank you. Your word says, in everything give thanks, for it is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning us. Our Father, we extol you, our King, our God. We thank you for your manifold goodness and mercy. Thank you, Almighty God, for your sustaining grace. Thank you, God, because you are and will always be faithful. Faithfulness is your name. Oh, we thank you. Thank you for loving us so much that you sent your only begotten Son, Jesus Christ. So our relationship with you can be restored and reconciled. Jesus, for not leaving us comfortless. Thank you for sending the Holy Spirit, who is teaching, leading, guiding us into all truth. Holy Spirit, we thank you for glorifying the name of Jesus. We welcome you and we love you. Holy Spirit, take complete control of our lives. We rededicate our lives to you. Take complete control of this devotion. Holy Spirit, have your way in the lives of our children, our grandchildren. Have your way in the lives of our spouses, our siblings, our nieces, and our nephews. Holy Spirit, take preeminence. Thank you for glorifying the name of Jesus. We welcome you and we love you. We come to thy throne of grace this morning and repent of every sin we have committed in thought, in words, and in deeds. We are truly sorry for all that we have done that did not bring glory and honor to your name. Thank you for the precious blood of Jesus. Release the blood of Jesus into the airways, the cyberspace, the networks. We soak our spirit, souls, and body in the blood of Jesus. Oh, Father God, we thank you for the blood of Jesus. Cleanse us, wash us, and cleanse us, oh God, in the name of Jesus. What can wash away our sins? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. Let the blood of Jesus cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Father, we invoke your covenant in the blood of Jesus and activate the resurrection power in Jesus' blood in every area of our lives and in this devotion. Let the blood of Jesus speak better things than the blood of Abel. Father, we thank you for your armor, oh God. This morning we put on the whole armor of God. The helmet of salvation, the breastplate of righteousness, the shoes of peace, the sword of the Spirit, the shield of faith, and our loins girded with truth in the name of Jesus. We put the armor on our children and grandchildren. We put the armor, oh God, on our spouses, our siblings, our nieces, and our nephews, on each and every one of us this morning. The helmet of salvation, the breastplate of righteousness, the shoes of peace, the sword of the Spirit, the shield of faith, and our loins girded with truth in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father, according to Ephesians 6, 10 to 18, Father, we thank you that you are a wall of fire around us and the glory within us, according to Zechariah 2, 5. We thank you, Lord, for sending your holy angels to minister to us, to protect us, and enforce your biddings in our lives in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you that the heavens are open. May your glory be revealed in the most spectacular and miraculous way. We bless you and we thank you for souls being saved. We thank you for healing. We thank you for deliverance. We thank you for restoration taking place even as we pray. We bless you and we thank you, O God. In the name of Jesus, we give you the honor. We give you the glory, O God. We magnify your name, O God. Yes, Lord, speak, Lord, for thy servant heareth, O God. And so, Father, this morning I lift up Miss Aretha, O God. In the name of Jesus, Mrs. Aretha, O God, to you, O God, in the name of Jesus. Father, I ask you to go into the hospital room right now in the name of Jesus. Lord Jesus, touch her. Heal her, O God, in the name of Jesus. Touch her, O God. Let her experience the touch from Almighty God. In the name of Jesus, O God, we release their healing anointing right now. In the name of Jesus, let there be light. Let there be light in the name of Jesus. Let your healing take place right now. Let her live to declare your goodness. Give her, Almighty God, a resounding testimony, O God. In the name of Jesus, O God. Strengthen her, O God. In the name of Jesus. Breathe in her, O God. Breathe in her, O God. In the name of Jesus. Oh God, we plead, O God. Let her live to declare your goodness in the land of the living, O God. Make a way, O God, where there seems to be no way. You say, I am the Lord thy God. Is there anything too hard for me to do? Lord, there's nothing too hard when the doctors have given up, O God. You can change the storyline. In the name of Jesus. There is nothing too impossible for you to do when we believe. So, Father, we thank you right now. Oh, God, for touching her, for healing her. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus. Father, we give you glory. We give you honor. Blessed be the name of God our Father, our Lord Jesus Christ. thank you, Lord. We bless your name. Now, Holy Spirit, move in our midst, touch each and every one. Let our hearts be open to what you're going to tell us this morning. Something so simple, but yet and still so profound. In the name of Jesus, that praising you is a weapon. In the name of Jesus. So, Lord, we just want to thank you in advance. We give you honor. We give you glory. Hallelujah. And we magnify your name. In the name of Jesus, we're going to do some praise report, but I just want to run through one thing with you, and then we'll take praise report. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise report. Hallelujah. The Bible says in Psalm 22, verse 3, God inhabits the praises of his people. Hallelujah. God inhabits his praises of his praise. God, every single day, he lives in our praises. Live in our praises. In his, he inhabits his. We are instructed to abide in God. That means we should live and move 24/7 to praise and worship him. He inhabits, he abides. We are commanded to live in the presence of the Lord, living in his presence with praises and thanksgiving. Hallelujah. He is holy, he is worthy. Hallelujah. Presence with praises and with thanksgiving. Hallelujah. When your praise goes up, blessings come down. You praise him because he's God. You praise him because he created you. You praise him because of his faithfulness. You praise him because the breath that you have is his. You praise him for what he has done and what he will do. You praise him even when you do not see it. Your praise will bring the blessings and the prophetic words of God coming into manifestation. Hallelujah. So praise the Lord, inhabits the praises of his people. Jesus said, I am the true vine, the vine, the vine. Hallelujah. And we abide in that vine. Hallelujah. You can be one place and God the other place. If you're in that vine, hallelujah, you're going to be praising him. He is worthy of praise. He's worthy of thanksgiving. He's worthy of glory, even whether it's good or bad. Let us praise the Lord. The Lord inhabits the praises of his people. I told you yesterday, this is a week of praise. We ending this week, the last week in March, with praise, and we're starting the week with praises in the Lord Jesus Christ. We started with praise. If you have a testimony, what has the Lord done for you? What has he done for you? You don't have to be long and winded. What specifically has he done for you? Or what is he doing in your life? What has he made? What has he done? Hallelujah. Tell someone what the Lord has done. You may be encouraging someone this morning. Sometimes when you come into testimony time and praise, you don't know whether there's someone on the radio or someone that's trying to take their life, but when they hear what God has done, they might be going through those situations. But when they hear your praise report, you encourage them to stop someone from hurting themselves. You motivate. Hallelujah. Because if God did it for you, for me, so if you want to give a praise report, please press 1 on your keypad. And or I'll open the line Let me see if we have him. And then those who are on the radio, because we do both together, those who are on the radio, press 1 on your keypad. Let me open the line.
Conference unmuted.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
I want to bless God this morning, Apostle. I want to do everyone.
Lord.
I say I want to bless God this morning. I want to praise Him. I want to appreciate Him for everything. Thank you for life. Thank you for waking up this morning. I just want to bless His holy name. My son was getting married in March, and the time was so short. He brought it to my attention in November, and he wanted to get married. I said, why you want to get married? He said, oh, I'm going to get married in March. I said, but it's not too short. I just gave up December. Just engaged her on her birthday. He said, mom, I want to get married. I said, okay. So I started asking God. I said, God, I have been praying for this child to get married. And now that he has cancer, he wants to get married. I said, God, you got to put it in his mind. I said, God, you provide for this wedding. Because, you know, I don't have anything. I'm trusting in you. And only you, I'm trusting in God. Know what you can do for me. So I said, I pray and I left it. So now I said again, I said, are you still serious about the wedding? He said, oh, yes, I'm serious. I said, okay. So he said, what do you say? I said, well, God will help me. I will pay her money. So I got it one. First, I sent the 500 in advance for the whole or 1,000. And I send it advance. So later on, he said, they're planning now. And I said, how far are you going now? How far are you going? He said, oh, my right, young course. I said, you sure it's young course? So they're putting 1 and 2 together, 1 and 2 together. So the plan started coming on came to January. I said, I have to show the wedding thing for God. I put money to do my people. I said, I'm asking friends around, I said, go. As I told you, the wedding here, you will do it for me. It is you I'm depending on. And I'm depending on them. I didn't get nobody to help me. So, go, I'm depending on you. So, we started pushing, going. Finally, so, God, Lord, my daughter shut. My son, the day of the wedding, I said, ah, I couldn't believe you. I said, you want to tell me my son get the married now? So, go, you did it for me. With everything, when I brought so hard, I said, well, thank you so much. I already know how to praise you. Christian friend, if I tell you that wedding, they were like a bishop wedding. I went out there, but I saw the bishop and those are wearing. I said, Mama, you really take well for your son wedding, yo? I said, I'll call. I ended up went from yourself on this date because she went for one of them this date and she decided to go to the wedding. She said, Mama, you ain't got money. How can I wear it for your son? I said, Auntie, I'll go. I said, you know, when you put God in your business, he can always be into your business. I said, so that God I put into my business. I said, and that's how the wedding went on. So I just want to tell God, thank you for everything. Because whenever you ask God, you say, that is what you want. And you pray and believe in him, he will always do it. So I was just praising God. They can have the whole thing on live, on video, on Facebook. I was just praising God. I said, God, thank you. You have done it for me. I said, hey, I'm not paying for nobody. It is you that did it. So I just want to bless God. That I want to put our faith in God. And God, I can always tell people, I say, the number of mistakes I see on the prayer line. I said, because the apostle can always teach us how to pray, how to trust in God, how to not discourage ourselves. I said, so I always encourage myself and I have nothing because I know I have one God. So I just want to bless God. You know, depend on God. Let us trust him with faith. As we pray, let us have faith and pray to God. He will always carry us through. Pray for me. I do the same. That's my testimony.
Amen.
I praise testimony.
Amen. We join you to praise God. Hallelujah. And praise God.
Amen.
In everything we praise God. And the thing about God is he knows your heart. and he knows exactly what you want and how you want it. Hallelujah. But not only that, he even elevates it to another level. So
yeah.
We praise God for providing. Hallelujah. In Jesus'
name.
Praise God for your son standing and say, I want this date. And because God like for us to stand and say, oh, wow. So he encouraged you to have faith. You sent your son to book your faith in God. We praise God for that.
Amen.
Jesus.
Amen.
Amen. Anyone else?
Amen.
Praise report. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Anyone else? Anything? Praise God. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. The line is open. The line is open. If you want to say something, you can go ahead and give us a praise report.
Great.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
With me, I always sing my song. What the Lord has done for me, I cannot tell it all. What I praise him for, I praise him, one, for my life. I praise him for my children. And for my age, God bless me. I can comb my hair. I can be my own skin. I can pick my food. The blessing is so much that I don't know where to start him from. He knows our every weakness. So I just praise God, not only for my one, but praying for all those connected to me, those who throw their arms around me. I praise God for them, and I give him the glory. And that's my earnest prayer. When you see me and I can't be able to do for myself, just take me in my son, let me not for myself nor my children. It's my earnest prayer to him every day.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Like Mother
Somebody
said, what the Lord has done for me, I cannot tell it all. Because if we start telling, we'll be here for all the whole year. Hallelujah, because we'll just be here the whole year nonstop talking about his goodness. And we praise God. We come and some of you to praise him and thank him. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. Our week of praise. Anyone else want to say anything? Hallelujah. Okay, maybe people taking their conscious sleeping. Hallelujah. But we praise God. We praise God. Let me look on the radio. Okay. Okay, nobody press. But we praise God just to be here in his presence. We thank God. Even if you're sleeping, we say thank God that you're here. And one thing about sleeping, your hearing is still on. Hallelujah. That's the last thing to leave a person when they die. So even when you're sleeping, you can still hear. So we praise God for everyone here this morning in the name of Jesus. Just to wake up and come on the line. We praise God for everyone and for all that he's doing in their lives. And he will do and he will continue to do in their lives. We give God praises for the mothers, praises for the prayer line, praises for our children, praises for our grandchildren, praises. We praise him. Hallelujah. We praise him. Some of the things that God has done, even the people who are born here, they don't have some of the things that we have tapped into. So that's the favor of God to bring us into a place that he favor us, and we tell him thank you, and we bless
thank
Bless everyone. Have a blessed day. Thank you.
Yes, sir, Apostle.